Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at something I like to call spiritual anthrax to the church. Much press has been given in recent days to the threat of anthrax, something that is a poisonous substance that can bring death, that can contaminate many people without that contamination being known, that can be spread easily. And yet there is a spiritual parallel for Christians today. Satan, our adversary, is very much planning terrorist operations against the Church of Jesus Christ. He is working hard at planting spiritual anthrax in churches today. It's a substance that will poison, that is spread easily, that can contaminate an entire church without the people even being aware of it, and it will bring destruction and death if it is not exposed, dealt with, repented of, and driven out. Yesterday, we talked about one type of spiritual anthrax to the church, and that is the anthrax of gossip. Today, we are going to take a look at another type of spiritual anthrax that will infect a church and poison it, and it is the spirit of strife. In Galatians 5, verses 19 and 20, we find a list of specific deeds of the flesh, and right in the middle of that list, we find the word strife. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, Galatians 5 tells us, strife. And strife can be defined as contention, divisions. It's marked by argumentativeness, a stubborn, prideful insistence on a person being right and the other person being wrong. It brings in a spirit of division. Its very purpose, its very nature, is to divide and conquer. Strife will infect a marriage, causing argumentativeness over little things between a husband and wife. And if fiercely defended as I'm right and you're wrong, it will divide that once close couple and bring a great wedge of division in a marriage. And if it's not dealt with, repented of, driven out of that marriage relationship and avoided like the plague, it will poison and eventually bring division, distance, and eventually divorce. It's the same with the church. If strife is allowed to enter, bringing in division, contention between people, argumentativeness, evil speaking, the pastor's wrong about this, but we're right. Our little group is right. We should come against the pastor about that. If strife is allowed to enter and to flourish and to contaminate and to spread in a church body, it will bring division and eventually death to that body. Jesus himself told us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Strife's purpose is to bring division in a house, whether it's the house of God, your home, an employment situation. The spirit of strife is a dangerous type of spiritual anthrax. Its purpose is destruction. Proverbs 16:28 very clearly tells us a perverse man spreads strife. 1 Corinthians 3:3 asks this question, "For are you yet carnal?" Or you could say it, "Are you still carnal? For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walking as mere men?" The apostle was rebuking the Corinthians because he had heard there was much contention in the house. Proverbs 26 verse 20 says it this way, "Like charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife." One person in a church body speaking against leadership or against some program in the church or some purpose of the church can begin to sow strife in the body through words. Words of division, words of disagreement, argumentative words. Remember, strife is marked by an argumentativeness, by a stubborn, prideful insistence on one person being right and the other person being wrong. So often I have seen strife divide a church over what seems to be the most minor of issues. Strife has gotten into a church using simple things like what color the church carpet should be and bringing a great, huge division in a group of people over what are absolutely non-issues. This has been observed in churches who are trying to build a building or remodel a sanctuary where one group doesn't want the old torn down and one group wants to improve the property and bring in a new look or a larger sanctuary, and yet one group is violently contending against such a move, and they do not realize that what's really behind that is a spirit trying to bring division into the church over what are essentially non-issues in the sight of God. What's a real issue in the church? A real issue is Jesus Christ is Lord. That is the key issue of the church. All these other minor things, we need to examine them and look at them as what they really are. Whether you're using one hymn book or another is not an issue to allow the enemy of your soul and of the church to bring in a wedge between God-fearing people. Strife is a poison sent from the enemy to divide and to destroy a church body. And pride is behind the spirit of strife, because people who will pridefully and stubbornly insist that they are right and hold to a certain position have to understand that God has called us to be a humble people, and humility will require us to lay down our own agendas and our own desires and our own big ideas and our own sureness that we're right and everyone else is wrong. Humility requires that, but pride will staunchly insist that it is their way or there is no other way. Strife is a dangerous spirit, and it should be avoided like the plague. In Proverbs 6, we find that God refers to strife as an abomination to him. Starting at verse 16, it reads, "There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven, which are an abomination to him." And the list ends with this word, "one who spreads strife among brethren." One who spreads strife among brethren is considered to be something God hates, and it's actually the seventh thing, and it's the thing which is an abomination to God. One who spreads strife among brothers. If you have been spreading strife in the church, if you have been going from person to person saying the pastor's wrong, we need to change that, that isn't right, we need to get a committee to go to the board and say we shouldn't do that. Understand this, in God's eyes, the one who spreads strife is an abomination to God. The one who spreads strife among brothers, this scripture tells us. And you may be sure that your position is right, but it is better to err on the side of the word of God that is very clear. And this word that God hates strife and God finds the person spreading strife among brethren to be an abomination is a very strong word from the Lord. It would be better to lay down your idea and say, God, I'm going to commit that to you. And if it's your agenda and you want that changed in our church, I ask you to do it. But I will not be a person going around spreading contention, division, strife among the brethren. I lay that down in obedience to your word. And then let the Holy Spirit work a work in your church if that certain situation needs to be changed or adjusted. Trust that God is able to do that, but he will never work through a person that's violating one of his principles. You may be very right in your specific position, but you can be very wrong in the spirit by which you undertake that position. Don't let Satan deceive you that just because your maybe doctrinal position's correct, that what you're doing is correct. Strife is an abomination to God, and the person who sows strife is an abomination to God. Repent for being that person. Ask God to cleanse that spirit out of your life. Be very on guard against it, and God will bless you and help you. Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest American theologians of years gone by, ended up being dismissed from his church because of a contention that had arisen in his body. And when he was giving his farewell sermon, he said this: "As you would seek the future prosperity of this society, it is of vast importance that you should avoid contention. A contentious people will be a miserable people. The contentions which have been among you since I first became your pastor have been one of the greatest burdens I've labored under in the course of my ministry. Not only the contentions you've had with me, but those that you've had with one another about your lands and other concerns, because I knew that contention is directly contrary to the spirit of Christianity, and it drives away God's spirit from a people. Let me earnestly exhort you, as you would seek your own future good hereafter, to watch against a contentious spirit." Contention or strife is truly spiritual anthrax to a church and needs to be guarded against, avoided like the plague, repented of if it's been a sin in your life, and guarded against with love in your church body. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland inviting you to join me tomorrow as we continue studying different types of spiritual anthrax in the church.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.